On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, Carolina football beats Kentucky on the road. I give my analysis and highlights. Also, College Game Day is coming to Columbia, and our soccer teams have a good weekend. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 258 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And my goodness, does it feel good to be a Gamecock? I mean, yes. Like, that's what we're talking about, man. I mean, this is full on the roller coaster of South Carolina fandom. Year in and year out, it is just unpredictable, wild ride. And when you're on some of these highs, it just feels so, so good. I mean, all around our fan base right now, thanks to what the football team did this past weekend, everyone is feeling good. It was finally this moment of, you know, a comfortable win. And I'm going to get into it in a little bit here, but it was just a great showing from a program that we really do care about, obviously, and things didn't open the way that anyone really wanted them to, and we were all a little bit just trepidatious, nervous to really dive in, you know, but some of us out there kept some of the faith, right, and people wanted to believe, and you wanted to say, no, we are better than that, and you go up there and you just really did something that was really, really good. And it feels great. It feels great. So I'm going to get into that in a little bit here, but we have a little bit of a weekend recap before that. Some fall sports in action here. Starting on Saturday, you had men's soccer in action and they beat Belmont 2-0. Friday, you actually had women's volleyball. They beat Temple 3-0. So there we go. Men's soccer on Saturday, they beat Belmont. And then on Sunday, you had women's volleyball. They beat North Carolina 3-0. That's a great weekend for them. And then men's golf, they were in action and they wrapped up the Visit Knoxville Collegiate. So hosted by Tennessee. Guess trying to drive some tourism or something to Knoxville. Interesting route to go. But they finished third. So pretty good showing from the fall sports here this weekend. And then obviously highlighted by the football team here. But before that, the big news outside of this game, after all the dust settled and everything like that, for the first time in 10 years, College Game Day ESPN is coming to Columbia ahead of the South Carolina LSU matchup, and I can't believe it. This is something that Gamecock fans have long waited for, and if you were lucky enough to be there for those really great years in the Spurrier era when you had Game Day come a couple of times, it felt like this was it felt like it was a regular thing. And you're like, of course Game Day will come because we're good. And things have not been quite that. And so to be rewarded for a great showing this past Saturday and to have the opportunity to have the nation see our beautiful campus and our fan base that will surely pack out Gamecock Park, and then to go up against a conference opponent who they themselves have had a little bit of a slow start. So maybe, just maybe, some magic can happen, because a couple of times when game day has been here, it has treated the Gamecocks well. The last time they came was Mizzou. It didn't go so well, but you had Georgia and Alabama before that. So I'm just incredibly proud of our program. It's such a fun thing to have game day be there, and we'll see how it goes. But I know that the Gamecock faithful are going to pack out that place, and noon game be damned. I think it's going to be an incredible atmosphere against LSU. I will, of course, preview that later this week. But what fun news to see come from our football program. But it all is in thanks to what the Gamecocks did last Saturday as they went up to Lexington, reeling a little bit. You know, it was a funny position to be in. Gamecocks went there 1-0. And we all know the story. I'm not going to rehash it all, right? But you didn't look great against Old Dominion. People were kind of thinking, maybe this team isn't all that great. Maybe the OC isn't all that great. Maybe the staff is unprepared. All these things. And Shane Beamer talked about, there were a lot of narratives that were around this program after one game. But the fact of the matter is, and you know, I did touch on this, but like, the Gamecocks were 1-0, okay? They didn't lose against Old Dominion. The sky did not fall down. They were 1-0. They go up against Kentucky. Kentucky, who played three quarters against Southern Miss, also, you don't really know, but it was a game where everyone said, no matter what happens, we're going to learn something about this team, okay? This is not a slouch of a program in Kentucky. You know, yes, they had to replace some key figures, and they're getting a new OC, new quarterback, all that jazz, but very good defense, experienced players on the offensive side of the ball. Mark Stoops is a good head coach. Everyone said when you're going up there, it's Lenora Sellers' first start on the road. You're starting SEC play right away. We're going to learn something about this team. And I think people, myself included, thought it was going to be, okay, it's a close game. Are we going to learn something from the standpoint of this team can find a way to maybe win a close one? Or are we going to learn something from the standpoint of, hey, they bounced back. They gave it a great effort against Kentucky. It was close, but, you know, we kind of thought maybe who they were, and that's how SEC plays go. Instead, Carolina goes up there on the road and wins 31-6. Like, this wasn't just a squeaker, right? The Gamecocks were underdogs by 10 points, 9 points, depending on who you ask. And it was just a showing where, you know, we thought this team could do some things, right? We thought this team was chance to be solid. And I think that's what we learned. I think we learned that this team can hang with SEC teams. Like, maybe not the ones at the tippy top. You know, you're looking at, you know, the Bamas and the Texas of the world. But for those teams that you feel like they're toss-up games, they're winnable games, you know, on the same tier as us, absolutely, we learned that South Carolina can hang with them. It's tough to win in the SEC, period, but it's even harder to win on the road in the SEC, at a place in Lexington that has given South Carolina fits in the past. You know, on social media, you had a lot of people thinking that Kentucky was just going to roll through South Carolina, and people thinking that South Carolina was dead in the water. Their offense had no shot to compete with this experienced defense that Kentucky has. And make no mistake, they have a very experienced and good defense. And yet, South Carolina was able to go up there and really handle business. I mean, I can't think of the last time against a team not named Vanderbilt that it was really this comfortable of an SEC win. You probably got to go back, Jared Brown against Florida. I mean, Tennessee with Rattler, you know, but these are 2 years ago, 2+ years ago. So it was just such a breath of fresh air. And, you know, Kentucky is a team that I've always looked at. Under Mark Stoops, they've become very consistent. They've gone to some really good bowl games. They've ended years with some nice records. Like, yeah, maybe the last year or two, it's been 7 or 8 wins. But it was a program that before Beamer got here, right, when we were under Will Muschamp, it felt like it was a program that maybe had surpassed South Carolina. And historically, that just is not what happens, right? And when you look at it from a greater perspective, that's just something that shouldn't happen, right? South Carolina should be a better program than Kentucky. And the last couple of years, South Carolina has been able to be on the right side of this matchup, and especially being able to go up there now twice under Shane Beamer and win. It speaks volumes to the preparation that this staff had. It speaks to the trajectory of the program, frankly. And it's just a fantastic showing. And now, in the grand scheme of things, like this sets up South Carolina well. When you looked at this season, the number one priority was, hey, can you get to a bowl game? And I hate looking ahead like this, right? Because I hate when people start to count wins or, you know, here's what you have to do. But in my season preview, I talked about this game and I said, I think South Carolina can go up to Kentucky and win. And really, that's the kind of win that sets you up for later in the year, right? We talk about how good these Shane Beamer teams have been later in the year. And when that's fantastic, but we've seen them having to play catch up for letting a game slip through their fingers early in the year, right? Now, like, yes, you still have to be locked in October, November, of course, but it just sets you up well for the remainder of the year. And it just proves to your team that they can do this. It puts belief in everybody in that building. So a great, great showing from the team here. Let me get into a little bit more of the specifics of what I liked and what I didn't like here, starting with the defense. I liked everything. So far through two games, this defense, it looks to be the best that we've had since those Spurrier years. And those defenses were nasty. This pass rush it's just elite. It's absolutely elite. Dylan Stewart is a freak of nature, but really the whole defensive line was on fire in those passing situations. You can look at the highlights where they show Dylan Stewart, and rightfully so. He's taking on double teams, even triple teams. But look at who's right next to him. Look at who's there when Vandergriff rolled out. You know, guys were there getting after it. You had TJ Sanders and make a nice play as well. Like, this whole pass rush, this whole defensive line was absolutely on fire. Kentucky was legitimately afraid to throw the ball, essentially abandoned the pass for a large stretch of the game. I've never really seen that before. I've never seen that. From a good SEC team, like, yes, Vandergriff is new, their OC is new, but my goodness, they were afraid. They were afraid to throw the ball. We were absolutely in their head. Vandergriff was shook. This defense was absolutely next level. Absolutely loved to see Nick Amanwori getting that pick six to put the nail in the coffin. That was fantastic. Couple other guys, Kilgore, you know, getting in there. Turnovers. The linebackers were incredibly active in this game. And, you know, that was this point of emphasis from this staff to improve, and I think we're really seeing it pay off. They're active, they're fast, they're strong. D. Knight, like, he looks great. Debo, he doesn't have to wear this huge burden anymore, but he looks so, so good. And you have to give absolute credit where credit is due. And that's this defensive staff. And this is Clayton White here. He has had his group ready for the last two games, and he has them playing great football. And he was a guy that a lot of fans were ready to run out of town after last season, but Beamer stuck with him, and so far it's been paying off. I think you're seeing the work of Coach Robertson on the defensive line starting to pay off. He was a fantastic hire, bringing him back to Columbia. Coach Lucas, his technique and his coaching for Kennard and Stewart and these edge rushers, it's completely paying off. I think that whole defensive staff is clicking on all cylinders. And we knew that we had the potential to have a good defense. We saw depth. We saw experience. We saw athleticism. We saw an improved unit on paper. And the thinking was this was a group that could help you hang around in games, right? Well, so far through two games, it's a group that's helped you win these games. And when you have that good defense, A, it travels on the road, and we just saw that. That's consistent in football. B, it can help you, you know, look, hang with some of these teams that maybe prior you thought maybe they might have had your way with you. Look at LSU. If you can create some havoc against LSU, get a turnover or two or a couple timely stops, put your offense in good position, you might be able to do some good things. So it's just really, really fantastic. This unit is going to continue to progress and get better and just allow us to hang in these games. I'm just so excited to see this group continue to progress, really. And especially Dylan Stewart. Like, these guys are going to only get better. And it's just outside of him, there's other guys on that defensive line who are solid, who can really help you. Boogie Huntley, right? Jules, Kennard, you know, Edmund and Gear. These guys are in the mix. Just really, really good to see. I have no notes. I have no notes on this defense of this game. Gave up 6 points on the road in the SEC. Just absolutely love to see it. So let's look at the offense here. What I liked. I like that we finally saw a passing game. An actual passing game, right? Lenoris looked much more settled in that role that he did in the past. You know, let's look at that first touchdown. That first touchdown is all you need to see, and it showed that he was settled. There's obviously still some room for improvement. You know, he went for 166 yards. My quote of the game, I think I was hoping he would go for 175, but he looked really solid there. It was a great step forward. I liked the red zone offense. Dowell Loggins said he needed to be more aggressive in that area, and I think he certainly was. You know, I liked seeing the tight ends be more involved. When you saw Josh Simon's touchdown, if you go back and look at that play again, you'll see two receivers other than Simon. So three guys, at least from the shot that we see, in the end zone. That is aggressive play calling. That's not throwing it short of the goal line and hoping a guy makes a move, because that opens yourself up to getting tackled, frankly. Dowell Loggins said he needed to be more aggressive, and I think he was. That first touchdown to Mazio, that was a thing of beauty. You had a receiver going deeper into the end zone, and he took two defenders with him, and Mazio was wide open. Loved the attack in the red zone. And speaking of Mazio, I really liked Mazio Bennett. Really liked him. He's young, but he looks to be the part, and especially for a position group that needed someone to step up, he seems to be up for the challenge. And also, I wanted to give a shout-out to Robbie Ashford. And Lenoris was out for a series or so, right? He did all that you could ask from him in that situation. I don't know if the game plan was to get him involved at all in this game, but he's the backup. And he came in there. He didn't have to do a ton, right? Just the one passing attempt and a few rushes, but he protected the ball, moved the chains, and I think you have to give him a shout out, because for a second there, we didn't know what the heck was going on, and he kind of leveled things off for a few minutes there. Now, what I didn't like for our offense, I had too many penalties, you know, especially in that first half, really untimely penalties. You got to clear that up. You know, yes, we saw improvement from the offense. We were able to move the chains. We were able to get in the end zone. But when you have that young quarterback, you can't spoil some of these conversions that happened. I felt the pass blocking could have been better. I think Kentucky had 3 sacks, I want to say, but there were a few times where they came pretty free. They do have a solid defensive line, Kentucky does, but even so, there are a few times that Lenoris just got creamed. So you need to work on that. Also, you know, with that, his pocket awareness needs to be worked on and something that should be improved as the year goes on. And you never like to see turnovers, you know, and so that needs to be cleaned up as well. But overall for this game, it was just a good day. It was a good day at the office for South Carolina. There's a few things you can improve on, but I mean, really, the team played so well. They played so well. Offense, defense, and special teams working together. Shout out to friend of the program. Shout out to recurring guest Kai Kroger. Through 2 games, he has looked like the Kai Kroger we saw from a couple years ago. Really, really well. Helping the defense, right? That's complimentary football. When you are able to punt it deep into the opponent's end, territory and really allow your defense to feast there. Rocket Sanders, you know, maybe not the craziest day numbers-wise on the ground, but he found the end zone. He was solid. I just was a good day at the office, and the Gamecocks get rewarded. Our whole program gets rewarded. Our city gets rewarded because of it with game day coming into town. 2-0, 1-0 in the SEC. Not a lot of people had that. Your boy did, but this team seems like it could be a team that might be able to surprise some folks. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. It was a great Saturday. And with that, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter or X is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.